Education Subcommittee of the Joint Ways and Means Committee, meeting June 15, 1987 at 8 a.m. regarding Senate Bill 229, House Bill 2420, House Bill 2768, and possible amendments regarding the Oregon Office of Educational Policy and Planning.
You should be in the Subcommittee Committee.
Yeah. June 15, 1987 meeting of the Education Subcommittee, Joint Committee Ways and Means will come to order. Our agenda today includes House Bill 2420, which is the pale shadow of a wonderful concept that will be eviscerated and turned into a real bill. And then also on the agenda today, we have House Bill 2768, and then finally we have
229.
Senate Bill 229. Why don't we start out with 2420?
You would have gotten something, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, and it's
much better than bricks and mortar. Why don't you turn it out for $65 million? What they say here, it's the creation of endowed chairs.
You know, if we took all the surplus and endowed faculty, we could endow 500 faculty.
Do we know that?
500 faculty chairs permanently.
That's right. I would substitute this for bricks and mortar.
You're not getting any reactions there on your left.
Action's probably not a bad idea.
No,
you're
going to have to amend it for
this. You might pick up the extra one vote you need.
Seriously. 500 endowments. That's about right. You know, it costs about $500,000 for a college endowment.
Some of them are.
Is that described as returning the money to the people?
Yes, it would. It would.
Yeah, which people, if some of it goes to the liberal arts rather than computer science and electrical engineering.
Well, anyway, notwithstanding our good intentions, 2420 is the original endowment bill, and believe me, it will come back next session. But what we have been requested by the State System of Higher Education, if Mr. Mobley is here, are you the point man on this?
He's the hitman.
Who's the point person on this?
It's a point person.
Point person on this. This bill, for some reason...
Which bill are we talking about?
You're talking about Senate Bill now 183. Now, very briefly... if you can tell me why you need this bill.
Yes, I can do that. Thank you.
I might add that the state system has been very nice in keeping me informed on this, and they've explained it about six times, and I have gone into my student mode and still don't understand it. So.
Okay. I'll try to be brief. I do have 4 pages of testimony.
4 pages.
I know you won't have time to read it. I would like to run through it briefly.
Yeah, we...
We are hoping that you will approve the amendments that are before you for 2420, which turns the bill into something entirely different than the original.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, Senate Representative Kent.
We're on Senate Bill 183.
The proposal is to take 2420 and stuff 183 in it.
It becomes son of 183.
Yeah, an amended 183 in it.
But it will be 2420.
Yeah.
He's just going to have to make a good case.
Okay. I'll do it. I'll give it my best shot.
Nine.
How many of you folks did you get in the Senate?
I do not have a memory for such things.
For the record, my name is Virginia Boucher. I'm assistant to the Executive Vice Chancellor, State System of Higher Education. Each of the institutions...
I'm sorry, where is that in the chart? That's
right next door to Bill Lemon.
Okay. That's inside job.
Each of the institutions in the state system have a campus security office to provide safety and security for the campus community. Campus security officers do not presently have peace officer authority, which means that they have no more authority than you or I or any other individual to arrest. A citizen arrest, which is what our campus security officers have, is authorized only when the arrested person committed a crime in the presence of that officer. The need for probable cause arrest authority is not frequent on all of our campuses, although it is frequent at the Oregon Health Sciences University. But when the need arises, it is a very compelling need, and sometimes so compelling that an officer is tempted and sometimes actually does act outside the law to take someone into or to detain someone. These acts can be costly to the system, and they place the officer at risk of personal liability. The campus security officer is usually the first person to respond to an emergency on our campuses, and the officers sometimes come upon the scene of a theft, a burglary, or rape, or some other type of assault to find eyewitnesses who can identify the wrongdoer. They can say, that person there is the person who stole my bicycle, or that person there is the person that attempted a rape or completed a rape. But the officer, if he did not actually see the wrong, cannot arrest that person, cannot do anything other than watch that person disappear. This situation is demoralizing to the victim, to the officer, and it compounds the sense of helpless vulnerability to the entire campus community. An additional problem is presented by the fact that a citizen's arrest is only legal if there is a crime involved. And at the instant that a wrongdoing is occurring, it's not always feasible to analyze the situation enough to know, is this a crime? Is it merely a violation? Is it merely some other kind of offense? And if the officer acts wrongly and it's not a crime, there is another costly error. It is logical to assume that security officers will provide adequate protection on our campuses, and in fact colleges and universities are legally liable for the failure to provide adequate protection. This protection sometimes does require the ability to stop and question people and to arrest people and hold them against their will. The security officers employed at Oregon State System institutions are acutely aware that they have that responsibility to act and protect the members of the campus community, and that they lack the authority that is necessary in some situations. Because the campus security officers do not have the peace officer authority, each institution in the system must rely upon local law enforcement to receive peace officer services, because at some point every campus needs peace officer services. The workability of this it varies from campus to campus. At Eastern Oregon State College, it works very well. The city police of LeGrand are located immediately across the street from the administration building. It's a small campus. There are not many incidences, and Eastern is quite satisfied with having security officers. They do not need security officers that are commissioned with peace officer status. But at the other end of the spectrum is the Oregon Health Sciences University, where there is a crisis unit, a psychiatric crisis unit, where there is indigent care, where there is heavy traffic of people who are disturbed and distressed, sometimes under the influence of drugs, sometimes seeking drugs, sometimes seeking anything of value in people's cars. The incidences where there is a problem and where peace officer services are needed are frequent at that institution. The University of Oregon has an arrangement that works very well for them. They probably would also not make use of this bill if it's passed. They have a contract with the Eugene Police Department to the tune of $250,000 a year, but it puts one armed Eugene police officer on the campus 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so they have a complement of security officers that do the usual door rattling, patrolling, directing people, answering questions, and investigating various difficulties. But when they need peace officer services, they have an officer on campus who can respond quickly, and they get the service they need. OSU, who also has similar needs to the University of Oregon, has a different kind of arrangement, or has had in the past. Sheriff John Dolan of Benton County deputizes their security officers. So they do have police officer authority on the OSU campus and can respond. However, under the Oregon statutes, a sheriff is personally liable for the acts of all of his deputies.
Mr. Chairman, can I ask a question at this point?
Sure.
Good. Is there anything, are there amendments to be presented?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does it limit the number of
number of folk who will be, it says one or more. Is there any intention to limit it to two or something like that, or four or anything like that?
I'm confused. I don't recall a one or more language in the bill.
Well, I've got a, maybe this one.
That we're actually, you know, you've got 24, 20, you've got 183, and then floating around here, two sets of amendments. One there.
Mr. Chairman, if I might. Mr. Ford. I think on line 5, Virginia, the A engrossed version of Senate Bill 183,
one or more.
Control to commission one or more of its employees as special security officers. I think that's the one or more reference that's being made.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then the question about are there amendments to be proposed, I think that the chairman assumed that perhaps you were talking about those amendments which may be proposed by the student lobby.
Okay, I haven't seen those yet.
No.
I'm just trying to find out if there's going to be any, if there's any agreement to limit this to a set number per institution.
No. Right. However, I can assure you that many institutions will not want any, and no institution will want all of their officers commissioned.
Second question, these peace officer status then gives these folks the right to carry firearms?
We all have the right to carry firearms. We don't have to be police officers to carry
so
firearms. If our employer says we can carry firearms, we can all carry firearms.
Well, I understand that. But as a general rule, do any of the campus security folk at any of the institutions who do not have peace officer status now carry firearms?
No.
All right. Well, see, that's the point. And this bill went down in flames in the Senate with 7 votes. Senate Bill 183 remains at the desk where it has been laying moldering now for 8 or 10 weeks since it was crushed. And no movement was made to take it from the desk because there was no support to even return it to committee. So it's the only bill so far this session that has achieved that dubious status.
If I may make a comment, there was a great deal of misinformation regarding cost at the time that the bill was
voted
down.
There was also a great deal of concern about people with firearms and people who hadn't met at least the
BPST.
Yes, and it said it's simply for the adequate training of such special security officers, unless they want to receive such training. You would say. didn't even say that they were going to go through that training. So if you're coming here, I have misunderstood. If you're coming here to simply put A and Gross Senate Bill 183 into 2420 and try it again, you're in deep trouble.
We are not. The language that we're putting forward in Section 2 says the board shall provide for training, which will be subject to the approval of the executive director of the board on police standards and training. And we are negotiating now and designing a security officer training course at BPST.
Why don't you just send them through BPST?
Yeah,
because they won't accept
everyone. Why BPST didn't have anything to say about it?
They would have to be, in order to have the BPST officer training, the police training, they would have to be police officers for purposes of the BPST statute, or there would have to be space available in the course. BPST has said to OSU and to the Health Sciences University, we will guarantee you 2 slots a year for your officers to make sure that some officers on your campus have the full police officer training. None of the rest of our institutions at this time even want the full police officer's training, and they certainly do not want police officer status with all of the search and seizure authority and the accoutrements that accompany police officers. We're looking for peace officers who have probable cause arrest authority to maintain peace on our campuses.
I think you're over. You're making the issue more complex than it is, in the sense that the arrest authority is purely statutory.
That's right. That's why
we don't need to, And if you want to give your campus security officers probable cause arrest authority, that's, you can do that. You can write a statute doing that. That's all it takes. The arrest, citizens arrest, police officer arrest, that's all controlled by statute.
Right.
It's all controlled by statute. My concern is, as I listen to the discussion here, and I want to apologize for
this is I don't think you're going to get this through the Senate. If my antennae are twitching here, I didn't quite realize that this had a...
Well, Mr. Chairman.
I didn't mean to interrupt, Mr. Chairman. I did.
There were some amendments that have been proposed that limited to the two institutions that have got the problem.
Message to me.
I think you should invite Vice President Ed Cota from Oregon State, because there is a serious problem on our campus, and I think if you exclude those campuses that do not have a problem with it, then I think the bill could be favorable.
Well, let me tell you, it's not as if there isn't a problem. I like to tell this part of the war story. Back when I was a law student, I was once sitting in front of Smith Center at Portland State and having a conversation with a nurse friend of mine about 11 o'clock at night, and man showed up about 10 feet away, long hair, and said something about money. And I said, I'm sorry, I don't have any spare change. And he said, no, I want your money. I looked up, he had a gun. He was actually quite serious. And he said, put your wallet out there. And I reached to get my wallet and put it out there. And so did this nurse I was with. He said, no, I just want his money. He was kind of a gentleman. And and so I gave him my wallet, and he took off. Then I literally walked about 20 feet and called the campus security and said, I've just been robbed. I'm in front of Smith Center. It must be all of 100 yards, 50 yards to the security. I mean, you could throw a stone over there. And I said, they'll say it would be right over. And I said, oh, by the way, he has a gun, at which time there was a long pause. And they said something about taking the Ross Island Bridge to get to me. And so I've had personal experience with this situation.
Mr. Chair, I need to focus in on some generic questions.
Okay. Why are we...
when you call, you say security officers, what kind of training do they currently have? Are they, in some cases, students, or are they hired from private security agencies?
They are in some cases students.
That's what correct. I thought. Those and students would not be commissioned as special security officers.
I guess I need to know who would be commissioned as special security officers. What kind of training will they receive to handle firearms?
We are not looking for firearms.
But giving them that peace officer.
You and I have the authority to carry firearms.
Well, ma'am, don't give me that argument.
Yeah, that is true. But I challenge you to strap a gun on your hip and go walk down the streets of Portland and see how long it takes you to be arrested on something.
Firearms are not the issue that we're asking for.
Fine, then we can ensure that they don't have the authority to carry firearms.
Mr. Chairman, I wonder if the procedure here might be to have the committee indicate what specific things they believe should be in the bill in terms of its restriction, and then ask that a proposed amendment be drawn. I think this is so we have exactly what we want. I think one of the things that the committee would like, and let them see if they agree, that there should be a specific limitation on the number involved. Second, I believe, if it were possible, that the institutions would not be authorized to have these individuals carry guns. And third, that there would be specific provision for a training, which you've already referred to, by the standards and police training standards, PBS, whatever it's called. I believe that there might very well be a specific provision in here, not to the general one acting in. Shall have the powers, privileges, and immunities of peace officers, which in the long discussion about what that means, but just say that they would have the power of arrest in probable cases of commission of crime. And if those things were in the bill, it would be a rather different bill, be much more specific, and it might be acceptable.
Yes.
Is this agreeable to the committee?
Yes.
Well,
I don't think we can write those amendments here. I think
we have a vice president here from Oregon State. You got a very quick comment from us, and make it as brief as you can. I realize you have a set piece battle to fight with this, but just very brief. Why do you need this?
We need it so we can continue to provide the level of protection that we are on campus. If we have to go to the police, the county, or the sheriff's office, we will have armed officers on campus. Right now, we do not. If you don't give us this authority, you have the police on campus carrying weapons. We currently only use weapons in two cases. One is when we respond to reactor alarm, and two, when we carry cash. Other than that, we do not carry weapons on campus, and we can continue that. If we have to contract with the city or the county, we will be forced to hire officers who will carry weapons at all time on campus, and we don't want to do that.
Mr. Chairman.
It also will cost us an extra $250,000 to do it.
Yeah, Senator Hannah.
I don't understand why you feel that you need to contract with officers full-time armed on campus if you don't get this bill, because you already don't have, as the witness just indicated, you only have one sheriff from Benton County that's an armed officer on campus. Now all of a sudden you're talking about a whole flock of officers on campus armed, and I think quite frankly this has been my long-standing concern that I've had on this bill. I don't like it, I never have, and I don't think I'll be changing in the near future.
May I respond?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I tried to be brief and so I skipped a lot. So we have approximately 16 security people on campus. About half of them are security people, walk around, foot patrol, that sort of thing. The others, we have a sergeant and an investigator on each shift. Those people need the training with BPST and officers and can make arrests. We don't have that authority. We cannot do traffic patrol. We cannot stop cars for breaking speed limits. We cannot make arrests when people break in and steal things from students. So we have about 16 people right now. If we do not have the ability to continue that level of security, we will have to bring in some kind of an arrangement with the county, because we can't even stop a car for running a stoplight. That's how powerless we are without some kind of authority. By allowing us to work with this bill, we would be able to maintain a minimum number of police officers security officers on campus that could make arrests, and we can do it at a minimum cost. We can do it in a way that the students will work with us and be a part of it, and that's what we've been able to do. We have a student body president here with us now. We have had close work. We've worked together to maintain good security, but fair and honest treatment to the students. And we cannot do that. If I have to contract with the city or the county, they're out of my control. They don't report to me. They will report to the sheriff or the city police officer, and they're out of my control. They can do whatever they want. If you have a hosing down or a scene that happens on campus frequently, our people come in and respond appropriately. If you have city or sheriff, they may come in and get mad and just go in with clubs and pull their guns or do whatever they want. We have no control. It's really an important item.
Yeah, Senator Cairns.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I think Senator Roberts is on the right track, and yeah. I think we ought to give him staff.
Let's try it this way.
Yeah, I would say no more than blank per campus, no firearms, BPST training, no students, and limited probable cause arrest power.
Yeah, I get the other issue, Mr. Chair, is the whole liability issue. Who's going to be responsible if some of these security officers, in some cases, who are no more than students, do something that the system
Well, we ought to limit to no students. We ought to prohibit no students, and it falls back against the. We're self-insured for that.
Well,
so I've got to
yeah. Let's before you limit it, no students. You may be cutting off a situation where you've got some. And I don't want to get too parochial here, but you may have some graduate students and. This really,
they need a job.
Getting close to graduate students in administration of justice who are probably the exact people you'd want for the job. I wouldn't cut off the students, to be very frank. Well, let me summarize. What you want, in essence, is, or starting at the top, you want the bill, and I would call them campus security officers. You've got this special security officers.
That's to designate the difference between a campus security officer that does not have police officer authority, and there will be many of those. The majority will be in that category. And those that the institution requests the board to authorize to commission. as special. There will only, we have lots of campus security officers. Say out of 100, we might have 15 that were commissioned as special security officers with this arrest authority.
Well, you need a term that is...
Mr. Chairman, I think they're trying to distinguish for you the difference between campus security officers and these with this special status that they're trying to designate.
Right. Why don't you call them special campus security officers?
We could certainly do that.
Yeah, okay, I'll call them special campus security officers. Have the power to arrest on probable cause. Do not have the right to carry firearms as police officers. Number on a campus, two per campus?
Well, you got to have more than that because you've got three shifts, seven right. days a week. So if you've got a...
Want to go with the one or more language?
No, I think there ought to be some kind of limitation, six or eight or something like that.
At the University of Oregon, in order to have one Eugene police officer on all the time, they have 11 people under contract right. on that one campus. What we're expecting system-wide is only 15. If you wrote a number in the vicinity of 15, we would be all right.
Yeah, no more than 20 for the entire system.
Just do it a percentage, and you don't have to come back and change the bill each year of your regular police.
Well, I think you named 20. I think that's 15 or 20. The problem in Corvallis is something it's got to be
okay, say 20.
Taken care of.
Is 20 going to be sufficient? Okay. Probable cause has 20 officers.
May I make a statement with respect to the guns? There is a reactor on the OSU campus, and under federal statute. Okay.
We don't want to bring up the reactor, whatever we do. That. I would like to, Sherry, where's Sherry Ozer? We're going right over the top of your amendment. Sherry, you have amendments proposed. It'd just be OSU and U of O Health Science Center. Why is that? Yeah, why don't you have a seat up here?
Mr. Chair, Sherry Osher, Executive Director of the Oregon Student Lobby. When Senate Bill 183 was introduced, when the Senate Bar Board took a position in opposition of that bill, it was defeated on the Senate floor. When the proposal that's before you now was made, we just had a board meeting on Saturday. We talked about it again. The rest of the board members, the people who are from other institutions, are still opposed to the bill. In the spirit of compromise, the board said, if there are two institutions that have a problem, then why don't we propose to, instead of having any institution have these peace officers, we will restrict it to those two institutions that currently have problems, Oregon State and the Sciences University.
Like that even better.
Well, personally, I think all you're asking for is just another lobbyist full crew law. I mean, it's just the other institution will be here next session, just or the session after that. But Senator Cairns, why do you?
I've never heard from the University of Oregon has not contacted me, jumped up and down, said anything. Yeah. Boo. The problem is at OSU, where you got a campus which is divided between the city and the county physically. Where you've got the sheriff says, I'm not hanging my neck out on the liability issue anymore by deputizing these people that I don't even know and not under my supervision and control. And the system is not willing to step up and pay $250,000, as does the University of Oregon, for its contract with the city of Eugene. You don't have the problem with Southern, Eastern, or Western, particularly, at least in the degree that they do at Corvallis and or at Health Sciences. So it's the committee's choice, but I'd rather start small and work out. I'm not worried about getting lost.
Senator
Hammond? It's not a killer issue.
I'm going to vote no.
On the bill, just per se, okay. And Senator Roberts? Favorable. What do you want to just confine it to U of O?
Sure, that's fine.
Now, what's your reaction to that?
I am nervous about that. In the 2 years of investigation that we did preliminary to coming forward with this bill, specifically one of the incidences was on Southern Oregon State campus, where a woman was assaulted and knew her assaulter, I didn't know him, but said that's the man there when the officer arrived, but he could not arrest the man and he got away.
Chairman, it's the...
I'm for system-wide.
We would prefer that, obviously. But
that's what I meant to say.
Okay.
In favor of
system-wide. System-wide, okay. Senator Karen, are we going to lose
you? Fine, no, that's okay.
Okay, system-wide. Training, BPST to train, or would we leave that?
Just put that in the statute and they have to do it.
But BPST has to train?
Yeah, that'll limit how many you get in anyway, that's because right. They only yeah. take a few.
Yeah. So BPST to do the training. Any other issues?
Guns.
No guns.
No guns.
No guns.
Chairman, I'm not clear on the status of students. What did you end
students
up
may do it.
With training.
Yeah.
Only if they have the training. Yeah, that's fine.
If they go through the BPST, yeah.
I don't know what provision one, you exclude some statutes in the law.
That's probably PERS and all kinds of things.
Is that PERS and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Unmarked cars. Don't peace officers have the ability to drive in unmarked cars? I would like that eliminated.
Where'd you pull that one from?
Well, but that's never been an issue.
Do you want to put a little affirmative action in here, too? Or?
Mr. Chairman, I think that if we
Senator Roberts,
if we just followed through on the idea of denoting these, as you suggest, as a special security officer.
Yeah, special.